Hello there, my brother, and welcome to the Inspired by Impact 24 Before 2024 Challenge for Men. Now, the challenge is really simple. Hear the inspiration, determine your integration, and commit to taking your one small, specific, and simple step in the next 24 hours to ignite the impact you wish to see in your work. Now, let's get to today's challenge. Day 16. This means we're two-thirds of the way there, aren't we? Yes, we are. And even though we're two-thirds of the way through the challenge, this is the finale of the six-parter of my six closest brothers. And yes, we've got the one and only Robert Bobby T. Tyndale, the cinematographer and content strategist, who you can see at Just Bobby T. on Instagram. But for day 16, here's what we'll be tackling. Why most men end up going around in circles. What's fun? I laugh at this one, but it's really not fucking funny. Like, it's sad. Because I know for the vast majority of my life, if, like, especially since we're coming to the end of the year right now, if you looked at the previous year, not much had changed. If you looked at the year prior to that, not much had changed. If you looked at the decade prior to that, not much had changed. And it's not like I didn't have goals throughout the year. It's not like I didn't have goals throughout the fucking decade. It was just, I got stuck doing the wrong shit, which is exactly what Bobby T is going to talk about and give us a little inspiration on how we can make sure we don't get stuck doing the wrong shit and going around in circles. So here is my man, my brother, Bobby T.
You know, when we think and audit some of the, when I think and audit sort of my life and more importantly, sort of some of the actions and things, without that kind of quantifiable information and details, then I find myself spinning in circles. You know, that cliche, like it's like sort of you versus you or me versus me. And in that dynamic, the one thing I've realized is this, there's so much value in sort of tracking progress and tracking my own progress and seeing how I can improve.
So to quote Mr. Bobby T directly, quote, when I think and audit my life, and more importantly, some of the actions and things without that kind of quantifiable information and details, I find myself spinning in circles, end quote. Now, I'm 44, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm nowhere near where I could or should be. Why? Because I spent so many years being busy doing shit that really didn't matter. I was the king of put your head down and crush it. Ask anyone, and they will tell you that I'm one of the hardest working people they know. As far as I'm concerned, that's a very degrading title I never want to earn again. I don't want to be the guy who just gets shit done. I want to be the guy who gets the right shit done. So, again, I'm going to go back a couple days into the challenge. Side note here. I can't remember which day it was, and I'm not going to look it up right now. But it was the one where I talked about a couple dudes going to the gym. One guy pretends like he knows what he's doing so that he can lead the other guy to pretend like he knows what he's doing, and they both have no fucking clue what they're doing. And sure, they're getting to the gym, they're working out, but really they're not doing shit. Like, they're not going to get any better. And because they're not going to get any better, they're not going to keep going. So if you're doing the wrong shit, you're not going to get results. And if you don't get results, you're not going to keep going. So this is the vicious circle, as I would describe it, that I think Bobby T is referring to. And even if he's not, this is what we're going to refer to it as in this episode. So that circle goes like this. You discover you have a problem, so you have a wake-up call, and it might be something in this podcast that triggers something in you, like one of the last episodes, where it's like, fuck, okay, yeah, I really need to make some change. There's one area, like in the episode with DP, there's one area where I know I've been shitting the bed and I could be a lot stronger. Okay, good, you've got your wake-up call. So now you start doing shit. You look at the first thing, you get motivated, you get inspiration, you start taking some action, start taking some action, start taking some action. But the action you're taking, whether you realize it or not, is not the right action. And since you go around this circle for a little while and then you reassess and you look at your results, you're like, shit, I'm no better off than I was before. And usually this happens way too far into the circle because we are not doing what Bobby T alludes to here in terms of measuring specific things and looking at specific information. You keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, only to end up at the top of the circle right back where you started. That's what happens. It's the same thing in the gym. And that's what we're going to look to solve here. And we're going to solve it with the integration. So here's your question. What is one fact inside of one area of the prep work that you want to bring to fruition? And how can you measure said fact? Okay, so a fact, which means it's measurable, it's tangible. What is one fact inside of one area of the prep work that you want to bring to fruition? And how can you measure said fact? So I need a spot with this one. We're going to the core principles again. Oh man, I really don't know which one to make number one, but this is number two. Make sure you're measuring the right thing. More often than not, I have to have a conversation with my training clients about why losing weight is not a good goal. I ask them, what do you believe will be true for you when you reach that weight? That's what I ask them, so we can measure the facts of what they actually want. You can't get what you want unless you know what you really want. Side note, the first time I did this, like this was way too deep into my personal training career. It's one of with my current client, my actually longest standing clients. I've had this dude for probably 5 years now. Anyways, I remember when I was really getting fed up with the whole weight loss bullshit, and sure enough, that's his number one goal, right? So I didn't want to say, listen, you're an idiot. Stop focusing on fucking weight, because that's not going to go over well, at least not with him. I said, okay, you want to get down to X pounds. Okay, what are four facts that you believe are going to be true for you when you get there? He's like, okay, well, I won't be injured as much. Okay, excellent. That's a fact that we can measure, because we have a very good idea of how frequently he would get injured, because it was typically like probably once every 6 weeks to 8 weeks that we'd have to miss sessions because he was injured. So we can measure if we're going longer than that in between injuries, which is great. The other thing he said, okay, well, my stomach fat would go down, which is what a lot of guys want. Okay, well, we can measure that without the scale, literally with a fucking tape measure. And we can measure it with your clothes fitting better. For him, it was a suit size. He was getting in a suit size that he hadn't worn in 20 years. Dude's in his 60s too, which is, it's insane. It's incredible. So the other thing that we want to measure was visceral fat, because he knows how important that is for longevity, as is muscle mass. Two things we can measure that we will not get direct information from with the number on the scale. We have to do different forms of measurement for that. But those are facts. Did your visceral fat go down? Yes or no? That's a fact. Did your injuries go down? Yes or no? Did your overall body fat go down? Yes or no? Did your muscle mass go up? Yes or no? Those are facts we can measure. So let me, actually, that was a demo. But for me, I'm going to demo with my favorite I am statement out of all the MMUs I do. I am a motherfucking connector. So what does being a connector mean in the world of facts? It means that on a weekly basis, I have three big lifts I need to accomplish that represent me connecting with others and connecting others with each other. Now, I can measure these things, and all three are 100% in my control. Now, being a connector isn't just a title I give myself. It's a fact that I can measure and therefore improve upon month over month and year over year, and get off of that fucking circle. So here is my question for you again, my brother. What is one fact inside of one area of the prep work that you want to bring to fruition, and how can you measure said fact? All right, so we're about to move on to, oh, not the last part. We got 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Oh, that's right. The next two are with my man who you hear all the time, Philip Pape, and somebody who won the most inspirational guest award of season number four, and that is Paul Salter. The three of us together on the episode was so fucking good, and you're going to understand why when you listen to the next two episodes in the next 2 days. Until then, my brother, we got this.